Translation. The lifetime of such envious householders passed at night in the streets of the second darkness, and in the daytime, either in making money or maintaining family members.
So, somebody of you can lecture on that. Really.
Israel, the Hakam, Divayan, Shabaraha, Yvetrape, Hayarada, Tumbo, Bahrain.
Somebody is there, the door is closed. There somebody?
Yes, please.
Oh, yes.
Describes the sex of the life of the previous household. So in previous verse, household can describe the hatred of Hameidians. So these two Hameidians here described as being envious. And so this enviousness means that they do not accept that Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. Because they do not accept this, they falsely think themselves to be the enjoyer. But this is not actually the position of the tiny living entities. Tiny living entities are described in Bhagavad Gita as being part of prakriti. Prakriti means it may param. That we are not purusha, or the enjoyer, but we are actually prakriti, or meant to be enjoyed. So this is a relationship which exists eternally. But in the material world, because we falsely identify ourselves as being separate from Krishna, as being this material body, then we try to lord over material nature in so many ways. But simply we're becoming more and more frustrated. So the activities of people who are envious, they're simply trying to enjoy nidra. We attain on some Jiyavayana Shabhava. Also, they're having sex life at night. Or during the daytime, Jiva Charte Hayarad. They're also trying to accumulate wealth in order to maintain their family members. This is also important because in the material world, actually, no one is maintaining anyone else, but actually it is Krishna. He is maintaining everyone. Janma Jata Daha. He is maintaining everyone and everything. But, because envious that Krishna is the supreme proprietor, Garva Loka Maheshwara, that he is the owner of everything, they try to become owners. Just like I remember before I was going to college, my material parents, they were saying, oh, I'm giving you so many things. And then when I finally became a devotee, and I asked, they said, so why are you leaving? We have given you so many things. And it was almost like they were putting stock into me and they were expecting to get something else. But Krishna is not so much like that. Krishna is giving all living entities because he is the maintainer of all living entities. And this is his natural position. But we also assume the position of being the proprietor or the maintainer so that we can enjoy. So this is also a condition of an envious household or an envious person, not necessarily a householder. But the real peace form is described in Bhagavad Gita, as Srila Prabhupada has so many times there, that Bhoktanam Javyatapatam, Krishna is the supreme object of sacrifice. He is the supreme enjoyer of all sacrifices. Sarva Loka Maheshwaram, and he is the owner of everything. Suryam Sarva Bhutana. And he alone is the supreme friend of everyone. And this is the real platform of jnana. Jnana, Gatamana, Shalom, Riches. This is the real platform of knowledge. So to act in the consciousness of Krishna consciousness. And when we forget that Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, that he is the supreme benefactor and proprietor of everything, and that he is the supreme friend of everyone, then we make the mistake of becoming the supreme enjoyer, benefactor, and friend ourselves. And then we should be engaged in all. nonsensical activities which give no good for everyone.
Is what
else? There are two things. There are green harmony and justice. So green harmony means those who have made the center the household. Or not what it explains. Maybe means center and green harmony should go around. So their life turns out household life. And household life means wife. And wife means sex life. And sex life means the body conception of life. The body's conception of life is the cause of all our problems, because the living entity is different from the body. The living entity is living within the body, so it's so resident within the body. We have many lives means those who are trying to enjoy by maintaining wife and children, friends, society. But then there are grihastha. Grihastha means those who have made the center of Krishna or a spiritual advancement of life. It is a spiritual order of life of darshan and of vanagrastha. So grihastha. It means religious life. But at the same time, there may be a sex life, but that sex life is under the condition of producing children who may be raised in Krishna consciousness. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, I am that sex life which is not contrary to the religious principles. So, human life is meant for spiritual civilization, or for Krishna consciousness. And in order to facilitate that, there are different orders of life, and one of them is the Grihastha life, where there is some discussion of living with wife and children. But the basic principle is not to exist in any change, wives and children, and friends and society. The principle is to advance the spiritual life and ultimately to become free from all material attachments and to become attached to Krishna. So, our society is teaching the whole world how to live a civilized life, human life, religious life, apart other than Captain George Martin, Prabhupada said that the whole world is living like animals because they have no regulated life, there are no one following the principles of religious life. Everyone is simply doing whatever. We see their sentence. If I like this woman, I don't want to live together, and it will be sex enjoyment when sex enjoyment is frustrated and change, get another woman, get another man. Produce children, there's no idea about the ultimate growth of human life, so the children are running, or being trained up, they're becoming animals without any training or creature.
Anyone else?
This verse indicates that seeing sleeping, mating, defending, that is a waste of time. That is not the actual purpose of this new form of life. That is simply taking care of this body, which is not our actual self. Our real interest is in serving this self, the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, because you are his part and parcel of your spirit, soul, and jivatma. So there are four offers of desired object of attainment that are enunciated throughout the Vedas for those who are living in the mundane world. Dharma offer common worship. This is execution of pious activities, economic development, sense gratification and ultimately liberation. But the Srimad
Bhagavatam. Huh? Don't die. How do you can see?
You see how you said it to me, Tom. You said that the material world is no such thing as love. The simulation is love. I am wanting for my own sense gratification. But the spiritual life, everything is done without any motive. It's done for the haikuki. Without the motive, it is done simply for the satisfaction of Krishna. Because Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, every living entity, every one, makes it to meet Krishna. These are the things he came and said on the mountains. It's just bhakti yoga. Krishna is the master of all living entities. And one of them actually enoughness, after cultivation of many, many lifetimes and doing lifetime and by the mercy of Guru Krishna and Bhagavan, the Lord of Jesus, one can get the seed of bhakti. The life of seed of bhakti, which is cultivated as a creeper, and is cultivated accidentally, one begins his path back to home after God. So, the materialistic man, he does not have any source of knowledge, and therefore his whole life is like a dream. Simply, being in a dream world, trying to enjoy it and suffering sometimes, and doing different things and pleasures for this dream. Therefore, this person out there, he has the potency to wake up living in the mothers. You would wake up from the dream of material life and take to the spiritual path. Because this boon of human life is very rare. And if one does not take advantage of it, then he will simply ignore his own stuff and never have a chance to take the spiritual life. The spiritual life is very platform. It's like a razor edge. It has to be dealt with a very great determination. One has to be very rigid following the spiritual path in order to achieve success. So this is the introduction of all the main literature. The teaching of our Krishna consciousness movement that all living entities are given a chance to go back to the original spiritual nature and partake of the enjoyment of the spiritual pastimes. But first of all, one must take up the principles of human life, which is regulation of senses, sense of control, sabhasya, and all these different principles. And then one can ultimately achieve Krishna. Because by following these different principles, one comes to realize that I am body. The body is different than myself. I am eternal. Therefore, by restraining the senses from the sense others, one gets knowledge and detachment from this body. You have to speak. Try to speak.
Just a continuation of the previous verse said that shows that the Adini Rajendra Nirai Kundi Sahasra Shahava Pashyatara from creation to creation now. and the thousands and hundreds of thousands of subject matters we're hearing, among those who are not aware of spiritual values of life, and why divided engaged in the household affairs.
I have a question. You are maintaining your institution by the grace of the household. You are begging. So how you can condemn householders? If the householders do not become your life member, your institution will be stopped. So, how do you condemn the householders?
The reason
for Jesus
is that householders will give their charity,
the brothers. But that's what the poor charity householder requires. You cannot condemn householders.
We do not condemn the householders, sir. Or Lord Chaitanya's, many of his father were all householders, and he encouraged them for raising devotional life. This Krishna says, Dharma Vidurho Bhuteshu, I am a household of life within the religious principle. In that way, Krishna consciousness is for everyone. It's not restricted to sannyasis or brahmacharis, which is for celibate, but to all persons who follow the principles that are set down in Bhagavad Gita itself.
That Rukabhadi Nirayanda Nirayan Santi Sahasrata Aposhata Atmata. Householder is not bad. There is no condemn. Real thing is condemn. Aposhata Atmata. That is condemn. Because they do not know what is the aim of life. That is missing. All these people ask anybody, what is the aim of your life? Nobody is. Nobody will be able to see. Any householder, any businessman asks, they will simply say, that it is my duty to earn money, it is my duty to maintain my children, to give them education, give them good opportunity, our prospective life. And if I have got little more money, then I can give in charity to the poor man, the spiritual Narayan, and these are their problems. But nobody knows the necessity of developing the soul which is conditioned by this material poverty. Nobody knows. Let me find. Nobody knows. Big professor, big, they simply say that, yes, if you ask why you are constructing some big scheme for the future generation, they reply. Nobody replies, nobody knows about the necessity of the soul. That is the important point. Aposatamatvatastam. Nobody knows, nobody has any vision of the Atmatvatastam. Simply, they are talking superfluous. This is the defect. I am not this body. That is the whole scheme of very knowledge. The opposite, this is important point, apasadam apatattam. Because they do not know what is the necessity of life, therefore they have created several news. It's like big newspaper, bunch of papers, full of rubbish news only, advertisement, cinema, but you won't find anything talking about the necessity of this. So, to become a grihastha is not bad, but to become unaware of the necessity of the soul, that is bad. The Mayavadi sannyasi, they are sannyasi. They are also renounced, we have the light. But they have no idea what is the goal of life. They are simply thinking a negative way. This life is very troublesome, that they have realized that in high stage of life of the material life, your President Nixon, he is the president of the most rich country, but there is no happiness. He is now embarrassed. So many attacks are upon him, and he does not know how to defend him, how to take his position. He is embarrassed. So in this way, everyone is missing the point. Nobody sees that why I am embarrassed. I have become now president of USA, still I am embarrassed. And when I was a non-significant man, ordinary man, or ordinary lawyer, nobody cared for me. That time I was also embarrassed. I was trying to improve my position. And now I have come to the highest point of success in the material world. Still I am embarrassed. Is it not a question? These last days they cannot see. Apasatam. That is it. Nobody thinks that I was embarrassed from the very beginning of my life. I was embarrassed even within the womb of my mother. I was backed up. And when I came out from the womb of my mother, there also I was embarrassed. I could not express my pain and pleasure. I was crying. Some ant was biting me, but I was crying, and my mother gave me more meat, although I was fully fed. This is embarrassment. I wanted something, my mother gave me something. Yes? Because mother cannot understand that what is the pain, and neither he can express what is the pain and pleasure. So the embarrassment was at the beginning. Otherwise, why the child cries? He's feeling some pain. The mother does not know how to relieve, but he's crying. He's going on. Then, childhood, I do not try to go to school. My parents forced me to go to school. The embarrassment. Then all life, I become married, or I enjoy sex life. Then children, then embarrassment, embarrassment. Contraceptive, that is also embarrassment. So this embarrassment is going on. And then again, go to the womb of the mother. And be killed within the womb of the mother about him. So the whole life is full of embarrassment. Why? That why question does not arise. And why are embarrassed? So therefore the Mayavadis, they think that next zero, five, then there will be no pain and pleasure. No, That philosophy is like this. In Pasana, that is also the same thing, the same thing. That is jiva. That's why the foolish man, when one is embarrassed, he commits suicide. He thinks, if I end this body, then my embarrassment will be finished. Mm-hmm. These are the circumstances why the opposite. He does not know what is the necessity of me. How to get me relieved from them. That he does not. Therefore this word is opposite. He does not see that I am three souls. My necessity is different from the bodily necessity. Then I will be comfortable. Even one knows that I am not this body, but the body is home, or I know that I am not this room, but I am engaged always how to keep this room very neat and clean. That is my business. I do not know that there is another business. Apasthatamapata. That is the defect. Therefore, it is the duty of every human being, animals cannot do, to understand about the Atma-tattva, necessity of the soul. That was presented by Sanatana Goswami when he went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that I was minister, quite comfortable. People called me learned scholar, and that is also somewhere or other, it is right. But I did not know why I am suffering in spite of becoming the minister or king or citizen. And people say that I am learned man, but I do not know how to get out of the suffering. This should be the problem. They are trying to get out of the suffering, but they do not know the ways how to get out of it. That is Atma Tattva. He does not know what is the nature of Atma, what the Atma wants, and how the Atma will be comfortable. That he does not know. That information is given by Krishna, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jivaya Sarupa Nitya Krishna Das, the every living entity is eternal servant of Krishna. Therefore, unless he comes to the platform of serving Krishna, there is no question of happiness. And Krishna also says the same thing, dukkhalayam asarthatam. This place is simply full of miseries. And if you come to me, yadgatthana nivartanti tadthama paramatmama. So, whole world is missing the point that he is not this body, the body is his engagement, and we are accepting sometimes golden engagement, and sometimes iron engagement, and sometimes silver engagement, wooden engagement. He is thinking that changing the engagement he will be happy. But he does not know this is engagement. Okay. So either you are put in the golden cage, or iron cage, or wooden cage, or any cage. Cage. So long you are not free, just like the bar escapes into the cage, is alright. Is alright. It's very golden cage. It doesn't matter. Similarly, we cannot be happy with this encagement. We must be free from the encagement. Freedom. That is called liberty, mukti. That is required. So, the Mahavadi philosophers, they do not know that suppose if I get free, so where shall I go? He thinks I shall be free in the stars. That's an impartial. God's sky is impartial. So he suppose a bird is in freedom, but he flies in his car, and he is happy. No. That also he's not here. Then he'll again think of this one better to remain in the cage. Now what is the value of mine is freedom? I'm not happy. I'll again go back to the cage. You see in India there is a bird, 50. The man who keeps that bird in the cage, sometimes he takes it to the open field and he opens the door. Opens the door and the bird walks. Sometimes flies, he will give freedom. And then again the man, he says like that, and the bird comes again, he is in the cage. You see, if you have seen those are in there. But he thinks that I have been given freedom now. But where shall I go? Where shall I go? I have to eat. So, he doesn't come from. Better to leave him within this cage. Better to leave him in this cage. So Mahabhadi's position is like that. Mahabhadi, they have one because we are sure that we are going to Krishna, but they have no Krishna. They have no Krishna. Therefore, they don't come to this material. Ādhīśya kṛṣṇa param padam tata patanti adha. Patanti adha anādhita-jusmada. Because they have no shelter, therefore they come back again within this material. Because in the impersonal teacher, they cannot remain many days. You get freedom from the cage, but if you do not get to eat something, how long will you live? Therefore they prefer again to come to the cage. That's the theory. Because they have no other way. Therefore this Mahabharata philosophy, voidism, impersonal philosophy, is not very good. You cannot remain impersonal or in void. Because your position is, because you are living entity, because you are part and parcel of the supreme living entity, Krishna. Krishna is Anandamaya Vyasa. He is always full of jubilation. So you also, being part and parcel of Krishna, you also aren't jubilation. But how you can get jubilation? How can we jubilant in the sky, in the zero? This is the difference between Mahabharata philosophy. Therefore, you cannot be happy even by getting free from this engagement material world, and if you place yourself in impersonalism and bhajism, that will not help you. Try to understand. That will not help you. So, therefore, you have to go back to home, back to Krishna, where there is everything, variety, spiritual variety. You can play with Krishna, you can dance with Krishna, you can talk with Krishna, you can fight with Krishna. There is also towards why they fight. Danger, that is also in Jnana. Everything in Jnana. So, with Krishna consciousness movement, he is trying to give information to the reptiles who are mentioned as apasatamatma. One who does not know what is the nature of Atma, what does he want, how will he be happy, that is therefore apasatamatma. They have no information. Therefore, we are trying to be happy here. Within the cage, that's all. That is not possible. So, without knowing this Krishna consciousness, within the cage and without the cage, there are none. Is it clear? They are imagination or liberty. Without the cage, that is also unhappy. Because he doesn't know where to go.
Therefore, after remaining for some time in the impersonal state, again he comes back to the cave. This kind of going and coming will not help it. Tag and go. So, Atma-tattva means to know what is the nature of Atma and how it will be. That is all explained by Krishna and the Bhagavad Gita. We take advantage of this lesson and instruction. That is our success of life. That's all.